These words are taken from the second reading that was proclaimed. We wanted to present ourselves as a model for you so that you might imitate us. Imitating. The first 15 years as a priest, I was really devoted to high school work, ministry, either as a teacher or a principal. And in 1995, then I became pastor for the first time. And being a pastor, one of the things that I do is to visit the parishioners who are in nursing homes. People are confined to their places of residence. And it's been interesting finding people visiting not only parishioners, but other people in the nursing homes. One time I went to a nursing home and there was an older resident there folding napkins for the next meal. And I said, "You shouldn't have to be doing this. You're retired now." And she said, "Father, I get so bored. I got to find something to do." And I said, "Well, God bless you for that." Another time I went to a nursing home and there was a resident who was washing tables. And I said, "You shouldn't have to be doing that. You're retired." And she said, "Father, I got to find something to do. I want to keep busy." And I said, "Well, God bless you for that." Another time I went to a nursing home and one of the residents was folding laundry. And I said, "I bet that you must be bored and that's why you're doing this." She says, "No, Father, I want to be alone because when I'm with somebody, I gossip. So this way I don't have to gossip." I was wrong. But it was interesting of what we heard in our second reading for today, because St. Paul talks about two practical things that we should do, at least in this life, among others, as we wait for the coming of the Lord. We have heard of spiritual things that he told us that we should be doing. But he gives us two very, very practical things. Before I get to that, let's just one more time recap what we've heard as we've been reading and reflecting upon the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians for the last two Sundays, and this is the last one. We heard in our 2 weeks ago how this letter is one of the very first letters written in the New Testament, and it's one of St. Paul's letters. So there's always this urgency that you should and always need to be ready for the coming of Christ. In that, he has said, look, God takes tremendous confidence he places in you that you can live out the faith even in the midst of persecution. Last Sunday, we heard St. Paul said, please pray for us who are working in the church. We need your prayers. But he says, also pray for yourselves, but also pray for those who are in need of our prayer. So now we get to the passage for today, and this one, like last Sunday, occurs at the very end of the letter. The first thing that St. Paul points out is something he can be very blunt. He said, you know, if you're not working, you shouldn't eat. He got very bold because this is what he was hearing from the people of Thessalonica. Not only were they getting lax and living out the faith, he also had heard from them they decided that while if Christ is not coming right away, why do we got to work? He said, he heard people just sitting back, and if you want to say they were mooching off from other people for food. He said, do your part. One of the things that you are to do here in this life is to glorify God. And one of the ways that you do that is to take tremendous pride in your work. That the work of your minds and your hands should glorify God. We know in this very technical world today the need for higher education and how important it is. But also there is a need to be able to work with your hands. When I was principal, I read this one article that really impressed me where it emphasized that point. Because the author was saying is that we don't always see the immediate results of the work of our minds. But if you are able to have talent and use something with your hands, you see the immediate results. And he said, you have to have a balance of both. Even though we're seeing so much in technology today, you have to also use your hands well and do so doing good things to glorify God. So St. Paul said, do your part. Work to glorify God. Help to support one another. because in doing so, you're giving back to God the glory that is due him. And the second thing that St. Paul points out, and putting it very bluntly as only he could, mind your own business. He says what's happening as you're sitting back and relaxing, you're starting to get up into gossip. And you start saying things that perhaps are untrue. He said, remember too, you glorify God by your speech. So he says, tend to your business. Do what God wants you to do in this life. Glorify him. And in that way, you are ready and preparing for the way of the Lord. Now, granted, St. Paul wrote this letter sometime around 45 AD. He had expected Christ to come soon. We have no idea when Christ will come. But whatever we do, God, what he tells us to do is to imitate him. St. Paul at times was very fiery, as we heard today. But St. Paul was very diligent in telling people, the Lord is coming and is coming soon. Therefore, do your part. Glorify God. Keep busy. Speak kindly of one another, good words that God would like to hear. In that way, we are preparing for the coming of the Lord. And when the Lord does come, may he be pleased in what we're doing in this life. Hopefully the good is going to outweigh the bad. And in doing so, we're glorifying the Lord our God and waiting for him to come in his glory.
Please check the bulletin for activities this week. Script is available to be purchased right after this Mass.